Trump under attack from all sides tonight. Trump's personal information reportedly hacked. The FBI now investigating. A threat also sent to his son. And all of this as a growing number of mainstream Republicans organize against him. Mitt Romney tonight with his newest strategy. ABC's Tom Yamas from Florida.
Tonight, Donald Trump fending off attacks from two very different forces, the Republican establishment and international hackers.
Greetings, citizens of the world.
The FBI and Secret Service now investigating claims the hacker group Anonymous posted Trump's social security number and cell phone information.
We are very serious about stopping any proposed fourth Reich by the fascist Donald Trump.
Trump's son Eric also receiving threats. A letter containing suspicious white powder delivered to his New York apartment. The powder turning out to be harmless, but the letter frightening. Quote, if your father does not drop out of the race, the next envelope won't be fake. And now, in a closed-door meeting, conservative groups strategizing ways to deny Trump the nomination. And some prominent Republicans, like Senator Lindsey Graham, rallying around Senator Ted Cruz.
Of course, I think he is a Republican conservative who I could support.
But it's a reluctant vote of support. Listen to what Graham said about Cruz just 3 weeks ago.
If you killed Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate, and the trial was in the Senate, nobody could convict you.
Late today, Mitt Romney announcing that he will caucus for Senator Ted Cruz in next week's Utah primary. He's hoping enough people will vote for Cruz to deny Trump the delegates to win the nomination outright, forcing a contested convention. Trump firing back on Twitter, posting, Mitt Romney is a mixed-up man who doesn't have a clue. No wonder he lost.
The back and forth with Romney continues. Tom Yamas with us tonight. And Tom, Mitt Romney says he's voting for Ted Cruz in Romney's home state of Utah, not because he's been a longtime Cruz supporter, but because of his continuing strategy here.
That's right, David. Romney wants to take away as many votes as he can from Donald Trump. And he says a vote for anyone other than Cruz makes it extremely likely that Trumpism will prevail.
David, Tom Yamas with us from Florida tonight. Tom, thanks for your reporting all week long. We